David Brancaccio here. At his first news conference, President Biden has doubled his administration's goal from 100 to 200 million shots of COVID vaccine by late April. For many, scheduling a shot has become a high-stakes, intense undertaking. Refreshing laptop screens, Twitter alerts, trying to type in a registrant's personal information, and trying all over again if they were aced out. And for people without internet access, what are options? From Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Vivian Ho is a professor of health economics at Rice University in Houston. She says a colleague of hers found out a member of the building's cleaning crew didn't have reliable internet access at home. So Ho's colleague pulled out a laptop and signed that person up then and there to get vaccinated because there aren't many alternatives.
You can go to the city's website to get a phone number, but well, then you need internet to get that as well.
Appointment systems that rely almost exclusively on the internet ignore that there's a digital divide in this country, says Nicole Turner Lee. She's director of the Center for Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution.
That internet access problem is actually affecting the people that we need to be vaccinated the most, who were, you know, older people, people of color, you know, and other folks who have been traditionally marginalized.
She says governments need to be willing to bring remote internet access to homeless shelters, elderly care facilities, and housing projects to make sure those folks get signed up for a vaccination. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.